But now to the Skills Institute and some welcome news today for the Skills Institute because it's been awarded a big, significant contract. And to find out about it, we're joined by Malcolm White, who is the CEO of the Skills Institute. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
I'm never quite sure whether it's good evening or good afternoon, but there you are. So tell us, now, you've been awarded this contract to do training for an international shipping company.
Yes, and I think it's a terrific milestone for us in that we seek to train at the best standards. And I think, whilst, of course, 95% of our training is in Tasmania, we want to make sure that it is of a global standard because our economy is global. So many of our people work for companies which compete and sell internationally and across the mainland. So it's an opportunity, I think, to show in winning this work that an international company, Maersk, believes we're at that standard. And so that's the part that really thrills me.
So that recognition that what you're training in Tasmania is at a worldwide standard.
Yes, I think that's the part that really is important for me, is that obviously I'm delighted that we are training in all sorts of places, in all sorts of situations, but it's very meaningful, I think, for us here at the Skills Institute that a company which operates around the world, which places such a high value on training, sees us as a partner.
So what sort of services and training will be involved?
It's mostly, Sarah, about training relating to safety on supply vessels that operate in Australian and international waters. And so the colleagues that are doing this work have had to, of course, get their passports if they don't have them, and also to train in helicopter approaches onto vessels and equipment. So it is, in some ways, it's similar to some work we do in Tasmania. In other ways, it's got unique characteristics.
Because this company, as you say, operates worldwide. It operates services including subsea support, transport of equipment to drilling rigs, that type of thing. Have we got special expertise in Tasmania?
Well, we have indeed. Through the marine industry in Tasmania, we have developed some special expertise in a number of areas, and this is one that we've taken advantage of quite strongly and has led us to these sorts of opportunities. And in fact, we'll be in Perth in a couple of weeks at a marine conference, and it'll be a further opportunity for us to showcase our particular talents.
Is it an area where you can specialise? Because I think, you were awarded a contract previously with another maritime service.
Yes, it is. I do think that some of the expertise we have developed too at Prince of Wales Bay and in our specialist aluminium training centre there, and in conjunction with some large shipbuilders in Tasmania, including INCAD, I think that has been really important to us, and I think the skills that we have developed are internationally, or of a standard that's internationally recognised.
Is it competitive out there in the sort of training market?
Sarah, that's one of the biggest changes, I guess, to the Skills Institute, and having been CEO of TAFE Tasmania before this, quite a bit of our revenue now is the revenue that we compete for, and I think it's very, very gratifying to me to see that we are succeeding. I've always believed that we had the quality. I guess in moving to the Skills Institute, we've needed to develop our marketing capabilities strongly, and I think it's very gratifying to see how well our skills are accepted in the marketplace and indeed drawn to the market.
What does it mean for jobs? Is it a case where Skills Institute trainers will go, as you say, on board ships and so on, or will there be an opportunity to develop jobs in this area?
We're finding that colleagues here are welcoming the opportunities because it certainly is different. I think colleagues would have perhaps started off doing fairly routine what we call block-based training when they started their careers, perhaps with us in going to the same place every day. And I think the opportunity now to be going to different parts of the state and different parts of Australia and indeed the globe, I believe, I think that's very attractive to particularly those colleagues who perhaps families are at that stage where they can enjoy this travel.
Just a final question then, where does it actually leave Tasmanians wanting to seek training? If, as you say, you've been looking at your marketing, you're going to a conference in Perth to sort of market the Skills Institute, how much of time and money has it taken up shifting the focus there?
Well, I must say, this sort of work pays for itself, but I think there's two reasons why we do this sort of work. One is because the surpluses that we make come back in, to and we plough that back into our primary role of training Tasmanians and helping Tasmanian businesses succeed with skills training. So that's one important reason. But I think the most important reason is to make sure by working nationally and hopefully internationally, I think to ensure that our skills and our levels, that the standards we're working to are those that the world thinks are of a right level. Because I don't think we can just be isolated in Tasmania. I think those days have gone. We must be working to the highest levels we can set our sights on.
Malcolm White, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Sarah.
Malcolm White, who's the CEO of the Skills Institute in Tasmania, on the back of that news that the Skills Institute has picked up a major training contract for the international shipping company Maersk, and that work will start later this month.